Has an animal ever run into you?
I can't say that it has.
So yesterday I was jogging and I'm there with my dog. We're jogging on a sidewalk in a neighborhood. It's fine. I'm in my own world. And then all of a sudden, we must have run by a bird that was on the ground in the grass. Startled it. It jumps up and flies. And
How big is it?
I mean, it's just like a little like songbird or something like that.
Okay.
You know, like a sparrow or a titmouse or a finch or something like that. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's one of those.
Little bird.
So, yeah. And it flies up, startles the dog, and then hits me square in the chest.
Oh.
And I'm like, bleh, bleh.
Whoa.
It didn't hurt.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, it didn't hurt, but it's like.
That's a little shocking.
Thwomp, hits me, and then goes and flies off. And I'm
probably a little bit disoriented.
What in the world just happened?
Yeah, it's like, you had a collision with a bird.
I am not a window.
No, you're not. You're not, and so the bird shouldn't have been confused.
Shouldn't have been confused.
No.
There is a solid object right there.
Yes.
I'm going to fly away from that, especially fly away from my dog.
Maybe the bird needs a little vision test.
A vision
Maybe
test?
Maybe hasn't kept up with his vision tests, his yearly exams.
Oh, shoot. And so it got me thinking, like, when does an animal, like, run into you, right? So
You don't expect a bird to just, like, plow into your chest.
I want to say.
They're really good at evading objects, right?
My sister is a dog person. Like, she's had dogs forever.
Sure.
And she, either it happened to her, I can't remember, or she was at a dog park and she saw it happen. But someone literally blew their knee out. When at a dog park, a dog just comes zooming, takes him out. Whoomp, and like feet up in the air and
zoomies
bam.
Can be a different story because sometimes, you know, that it propels you so fast. They're going so fast.
Yeah,
they just don't
do?
Have complete control over that.
Kelsey texted and said, my dog had the zoomies, ran straight at me.
Yep.
Didn't move in time, ran into me, knocked me down on my butt.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and she said, I've also fallen a couple of times when my cat ran under my feet. I tried to keep from stepping on her.
Yeah,
I
birds.
Think secretly trying to kill
birds
me.
Too, man. Birds, they have no fear. Alexis even texts in and says, we have a dove that has made a nest in our carport.
Yeah.
Watched it lay on her eggs, and those eggs hatch and lay more eggs over the last few weeks.
Oh,
I came outside a few days ago. I guess startled her. She flew into the side of my head.
Oh, gosh.
Thump.
Wow. Yeah, we've got some birds that keep insisting on building a nest on top of our garage door opener light.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, be careful because once they'll get protective.
Yep.
And
well, they keep getting locked in there like overnight. And then I think they're probably salty because they can't go out and get the food whenever they want.
Becca says, I was jogging in the park feeling all main character when a squirrel flew out of a bush, bounced off my shin like a pinball, kept running. I screamed. It maybe screamed. We both kept running. That's funny. Squirrel.
Wow. Amanda says, a random neighborhood cat once ran straight into my open garage, launched off my chest like a springboard, and disappeared into the night.
Oh.
I still don't know what it was running from or to.
Yeah, we were just talking about, Ashley said, my pity got the zoomies when I got home at about 10 o'clock at night. Blew my knee out.
Ouch!
I'm telling you, pit bulls are solid dogs.
Solid.
I have a pit bull, and like he gets the zoomies.
Yep.
And if he is on a pinpoint, man, he can
get out the way.
Yep, he can take you out.
Sienna, I tried goat yoga once.
Oh, yeah. All right.
The goat took one look at me and downward dog sprinted over, headbutted me first and last. Namaste, I guess.
Namaste?
Namaste.
Brad eating a sandwich on a beach on vacation and seagull dove straight into my face trying to steal it.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't even get the sandwich. Gave me a new part in my hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's aggressive. They are aggressive.
there are red-winged blackbirds that are in this area where my family vacations, and there are literal signs that people post, watch for the birds,
yes,
because they will dive bomb you.
Yep, they see food, they're coming at you.
Yes.
Samantha was on a boat in Florida when a flying fish literally jumped out of the water and smacked me in the boob. My friends still call me Ariel because apparently I attract sea life.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, this is when an animal has run into you.
Right.
I got hit by a bird yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, and you survived. You lived the tail of the tail.
Jenny said I was 8, visited a petting zoo. A rogue chicken locked eyes with me, sprinted at me like it was personal. Ran into my legs, squawked angrily, and then strutted away like I was the problem. It definitely felt personal. I've been scared since and dislike chickens to this day.
Yeah, you know what? I feel as though that chicken was not on board with living in a petting zoo.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you people keep invading my space and my home. Get out!
Listen, chicken, the alternative is you're on our plate.
That is true. That is true. They didn't know that. Amy, I was at a dog park at Tom Sawyer, a golden retriever on Zoomies.
Yes.
Ran through the back of my knees.
Yep.
Took me out like a linebacker. I didn't even mind. It licked my face in apology. Dogs are gonna dog, right?
Dogs are gonna dog.
And as long as I am sorry. I just met you and I love you.
I love you. I am sorry about that. I was just really excited.
You get a bunch of kisses on the face, it's all good. No harm, no foul.
Oh shoot.
Oh, Sarah.
A couple more.
My boyfriend and I stayed at a farm Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Their rooster did not like me.
Oh.
Every morning it would run at me and peck my flip-flops like I insulted its ancestors. I started tiptoeing around like I owed it money.
When a rooster has something for you. What is it about chickens and roosters?
I don't know.
And birds. Birds
have attitudes.
Yeah, birds in general apparently have attitudes.
They got attitudes.
One last one. Redbubble Rachel texts in and says, my dad's car when I was a kid driving down the road and a deer literally plowed into the side of the back door.
Oh.
It never opened again. The deer's like,
oh my gosh.
You stay in there.
Wow.
All right.
It feels like a little on purpose.
Yeah. Very, very. Animals can have
apparently they
grudges.
Have attitudes.
Yeah. Attitudes and grudges.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the stories there.
You feel better about your bird chest encounter?
Yeah, a little bit. It's 99.7 DJX.